We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm Brandon Kravitz, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. Good news for Mike Trout fantasy owners. Mike Trout back in the lineup as the Angels take on the LA Dodgers. Trout hasn't seen the field since exiting Tuesday's matchup with the Astros due to upper back spasms. He's expected to be back in action Saturday for the Halos' final game before the All-Star break. To this point in the season, Trout has 24 home runs, 51 RBIs, and is batting .270, which puts him at 58th in the big leagues. Fernando Tatis Jr. could be seeing a return shortly. Tatis has been hitting his progression on Friday, beginning to pick up a bat. And this is good news following the most recent wrist scan. The fact that he's now able to pick up a bat means that he's in the process of getting medically cleared. A return date has not yet been set. Jose Altuve's injury may be more serious than we originally thought. Altuve was struck by a pitch on Thursday, which caused him to exit the game, and then he missed last night's game with the Astros. His status for today is still up in the air as the Astros take on the Oakland Athletics. In NFL news, Cowboys tight end Dalton Schultz is set to play the 2022 season on a one-year guaranteed deal. That's part of the franchise tag. $10.93 million is what he'll make this year. Schultz is a consensus tight end six, according to our experts over at RotoWire. He's being drafted right after George Kittle and just before TJ Hockenson. Rashad Penny is projected for the starting role in Seattle, per reports, but the highly touted rookie out of Michigan State, Kenneth Walker, is nipping at his heels as it appears he'll be in line for backup work. As for a couple of bets to consider today in Major League Baseball, the Guardians have absolutely owned the Tigers in their series thus far. Look for that to continue today. I'll take Cleveland. I like the Guardians' money line at minus 170 over on FanDuel. The Mets are virtually a lock with Max Scherzer on the mound, the way that he's been pitching. I'll take them on the run line, -1.5 in the second game of a doubleheader. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.